This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Government has revoked the security clearance of Turkish ground handling firm Çelebi Airport Services India Private Limited with immediate effect. In an order, Bureau of Civil Aviation Security said that the decision was taken in the interest of national security. The security clearance for this company had been approved by the BCAS Director General in November 2022. Çelebi Aviation provides passenger handling, flight operations, cargo and postal services, as well as management of aerobridges and warehouses services at airports across 9 cities, including Delhi, Mumbai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Goa, Cochin and Kannur. In compliance with the directive from BCAS, Delhi International Airport Limited has formally ended its association with Çelebi entities responsible for ground handling and cargo operations at Indira Gandhi International Airport. Several leading Indian universities have suspended their academic memoranda of understanding MOUs with Turkish institutions, citing national security concerns. The latest to act is Jamia Millia Islamia, which announced the immediate suspension of all MOUs with institutions affiliated with the government of the Republic of Turkey. In a social media post, Jamia said it stands firmly with the nation. Adding to the wave of academic disengagement, the Maulana Azad National Urdu University in Hyderabad has also cancelled its academic MOU with the Yunus Emre Institute in Turkey with immediate effect. Earlier, the Jawaharlal Nehru University also suspended its own MOU with İnönü University in Turkey. These decisions came amid a broader deterioration in India-Turkey relations, spurred by Ankara's strong support for Pakistan and criticism of India's recent strikes on terror camps across the border. India remains the fastest-growing large economy, according to the United Nations, UN. As per UN's World Economic Situation and Prospects media report, Indian economy is expected to grow by 6.3% this fiscal year, even as the global economy faces a precarious moment. Ingo Pittery, a senior UN economist, said the growth is driven by strong private consumption and public investment.
India remains one of the fastest growing large economies, driven by strong private consumption and public investment, even as growth projections to 6.3% in 2025.
The report projects India's growth to rise slightly to 6.4% next year. In contrast, global growth is forecast at just 2.4% in 2025, with trade tensions and policy uncertainty weakening the outlook. Michael Rubin, a former Pentagon official and senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, has criticized the U.S. for not blocking $1 billion bailout package by International Monetary Fund, IMF, to Pakistan. He called Pakistan one of the world's most corrupt countries and accused it of using terror as state policy. Rubin argued that the IMF's decision also indirectly benefits China, given Islamabad's close ties with Beijing. He condemned the release of funds at a time when Pakistan-based terrorists had recently carried out brutal attacks in India, calling the IMF's action a snub to President Donald Trump's efforts to reduce tensions between the two nuclear powers. Sikkim is celebrating its 50th Statehood Day today with vibrant events planned at Paljor Stadium and Manan Kendra in Gangtok. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the people of Sikkim on their Statehood Day. In a social media post, President Murmu wrote, "Sikkim is widely admired for its boundless natural beauty, rich cultural heritage and warmth of its people." She added that the state has set remarkable examples of sustainable development, showcasing harmonious coexistence with nature as India's most environmentally conscious state. The High Court of Justice in London has rejected a fresh bail petition filed by Dimantaya Nirav Modi, who is held in prison there and wanted in India in the 13,000 crore rupees Punjab National Bank fraud case orchestrated with his uncle Mehul Choksi. Nirav Modi approached the court in London yesterday seeking his release on bail pending the decision on his extradition request. India made a strong presence at the ongoing Cannes Film Festival with the inauguration of the Bharat Pavilion, reaffirming the country's commitment to promoting its cinema on the global stage. The pavilion promotes Indian cinema globally and fosters international collaborations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.